telling you, once you get a taste of this Black Mama, make you do all types of craziness.
Chris Jones in the morning.
9:27 on Miss Jones in the morning. Shoot.
What?
No, we up in here worried about 50 and his kicking his baby mother out the house. I got my own house issues.
What happened?
Because I just found out Jalen was wilding out this morning because show and tell is today. And he went to bed, like, happy about show and tell. He had his little school play yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him if he sung his part from beginning to end and sung loud and enunciated and all that stuff, that I would take him to Toys R Us and give him three toys. Three toys for three parts.
Right.
One thing he had to sing in French.
Yeah.
Then it was Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in English.
I heard he was a little pitchy, but go ahead.
And never that. Actually, I laid down his vocals, so all he had to do was lip sync. Shut up, envy hater. Ever come at my son's singing ability ever again?
He was a little pitchy.
Shut up. Oh, y'all really want to rock the cradle today? I see.
Okay,
but that is funny. Anyway, he rocked all three, so I took him toys, but he's got three toys. So he's all excited. He's like, I want to take them to show and tell tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, of course, my husband this morning, he thinks that Jalen's just trying to take toys to school. No, you ain't taking them toys to school. Put them back. Put them back. So Jalen's crying. So then the driver comes to get him, who happens to be a teacher in the school. And so my husband goes, does he really have show and tell? She was like, oh, yes, he does. Uh-huh. Now, you thought he was lying. Give him an apology and let him take the toys. And he like, shut up, man. Don't you got to get back on the air? I wish I could be both places at once sometime.
Oh, sometimes you got
to
be rough.
Breaking his spirit, but you ain't have to be rough this time. Now apologize. It's like you would shut him down. Say sorry.
Nah, you don't say
just
sorry.
Take the toy.
Oh, no, he was like, I let him take the toy, man. So, anyway. Back to somebody else's problems. 50 then found out, that old girl, his child's mother, who he claims held him down and was the reason why after he got shot up, mm-hmm. that he was encouraged to continue on with a rap career. Now, she found her somebody
mm-hmm.
that wants to love her and possibly be a role model to the son.
I hate you.
Let him bring his son's toys to school for show and tell.
A role model.
Without a problem. And now 50 decided to put them all out of the house that he purchased.
I agree.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones. Michelle is on line one. Michelle?
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
I actually agree with Michael Sean and them because she played it wrong. I don't know if she had the other kid before or after, but that was a no-no. And she should just want more for herself. Like,
wait, she got another baby with this guy?
I don't know if it's her baby or if it's his baby.
But she does have another child. That was mistake number one. Mm-hmm. And two, she should just want more for herself. If the house is not in her name, she should have said, okay, I'll go get my own house. But you mm-hmm. crying about staying up in the house in his name? Get out. Get your own, period.
Yeah, there's a price tag that mm-hmm. goes along with wanting to be grown and have more babies.
Well, but I'm saying, though, you $6,700?
Like, that's a little or a lot. I mean, a little.
You could do a hell of a lot with $6,700. You could buy a rental property and be collect. I mean, use your mind. Think. Like, stop being so worried about how much you're getting and do something with what you have. Like, how many women out here can say they got that kind of money?
Well, out of respect, we don't know what her response to it was. She might have said, take your little stinko house. We don't know, but I appreciate how you think because I feel the same way. Some people just appreciate stashing money and living off of a man and taking his abuse or taking the disrespect of letting him flaunt other women in front of them as long as they living for free. I personally
exactly.
am not
and
one.
And then you got a man up in your house, he's not paying the bills clearly. Come on now.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. I like talking to you. Call us some more.
Okay, Ma.
All right, bye. Struggle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, Miss Jones?
I'm well, thank you. What's your comment?
I just want to comment, like, get that dumb ass nigga out of there. Like, he's not supposed to be there, first and foremost. That's the first thing.
Why?
And like, it.
But
okay,
why isn't he supposed to be there? That's where she lives. That's where the family is. Why can't he move in?
Oh, no. Okay. 50 probably had that spot. You know, you can still come through and smash every now and then. But now you got another nigga in
now
there.
You
and
can't.
You blocking. Like, it's not a right situation. I got that for you and my son. That's cool. But you're going to put another nigga around my son. That's first.
But how many times do I have to see you and Ciara talking about how many Porsches you got her for her birthday, and you posed up with Vivica.
It's not around the kid.
The kid reads
it. Miss Jones, you know more than anybody. She's supposed to, if she was going to do anything, she's supposed to parlay that thing until it get in her name and then act up. Don't act up too early. She acting up way too early. Another nigga, another baby. Like, that's not right.
So basically the sentiment is she should have gotten her own thing, I guess. Not necessarily she shouldn't have moved on. She just should have done it in a more timely fashion, I guess. Delvia?
Yes.
Hi, good morning, Delvia.
Hi, guys. How are you, Josie? I'm so glad you're back. I agree with the guys. I feel like when a relationship is over, it is over. The woman needs to get on and make her way. Now the guy got to leave and make his way because the relationship is over. No, still take care of your son, but she needs to get out and make her way. Because like the previous caller said, you got girls that are trifling that will go ahead and sit and take a dude's money and live on it and another dude move in. Oh, no. And I'm not a guy, and it make me furious because I had a situation like that. When it's over, it's over. It's not about you and him no more. You need to make your own way.
Got it.
And just take care of your kid, and that's it.
Thank you, Delvia.
Thank you. You guys have a good time.
You do the same.
Now, Jones, on the flip side, though, if I was the one that took care of you when you got shot 9 times, and I held you down, and I'm the one that worked and made sure you were straight and made sure they got the bullets out and all your treatment and all that.
Which is what he claimed in the movie.
Now, when you're popping, at least I can get is a crib.
That's the least.
That's the least I can get. Just hold me down. Let me get this little crib now.
And I'm not even trying to be all up taking you to court. I'm not even trying to comment on why you flaunting these bitches in front of my face on TV. I see you there. She's a nurse. Like, right. She's living her own life. We don't see her.
I don't know if she's working because 50 did say something about now she has to get a job. So she might not have.
But he's the one that said she was a nurse.
Don't compliment her for not going to court because when this all happened, 50 went to court by himself. He went there and told the judge what to pay.
But again, but there's so many women that once he became 50, look at Kim Porter. Before Diddy could even get the cloud of smoke of Club New York off of his head, Kim Porter was running in the courtroom. So she could have, you know.
He ran first. And he told the judge.
That was his decision. But let's give her some props for not kicking him when maybe he was down or trying to get a jump start. You know what I mean?
I can't give her props for anything because she's bringing this dude in the house. And my thing is.
She moved on.
No, my thing is, if you're going to marry
50.
Are you kidding?
No.
Whoa.
Now you can curse at me behind the scenes, but you know you can't do that on the air.
The listeners.
You heard me? I said you can curse me all you want off the air, but email's not having that. Okay. Don't get me in trouble, please.
But how the hell are the listeners smarter than you today?
No, 50. You said in the movie that she held you down.
That's the movie. I try to create a more positive outlook on her.
Well, when were you going to give me the memo?
Oh, man. The real thing is, like, that's not like my shorty on the side.
I didn't say that.
That's like, I haven't dealt with her since, like, 2000 and, man.
No,
like,
I didn't say
2003.
I didn't say she was your shorty on the side. I said she's a mother of your kid. You said she's a nurse.
She's not a nurse.
In the movie.
He's a nurse. He's an RN. A regular nigga.
I'm gonna punch you in your neck.
Hey, come on, Josie, listen up. Check this out. She had a job. She worked for 3 months in 2001.
Well,
through a temp agency.
It's a recession.
She ain't had a job. She did nothing. So, I mean, I was giving her $500,000 a year. And then she thought she was entitled to 17% because she listened to the bum. Oh, man, these chicks that she be having around, I got to think because New York State lost it, she was tied to 17%, girl. You see all that vitamin water money going in.
I can hear that now. Can't you hear that now over Apple Martinis?
So that's what happened. And then I was giving her money like I was giving her $25,000 a month. Mm. And she went in, she thinking she going to get $50,000.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? And then when the reality hit her, like, that 17,000, that 17% is real, but it applies to $80,000. If you're making $40,000 and your man is making $40,000, they want 17% out of his check directly to apply to the child.
See, you the one that said she was a nurse.
I never, he's a nurse.
50, what is good with this dude? Why, like, when did he move in? Did he really move into the crib?
Yeah, he did. He stayed there.
And he knows you own it?
How you gonna know? You can see the little boy right there.
So they got a baby together?
No, they don't have no babies together.
So are they out the house now, or are they still there?
They got to the 30th.
Damn.
Ooh, I'm going to fight you, because why would it take this to get your behind on the phone, and you were supposed to come?
Because I'm mad. Now I'm mad at you.
All right, don't be mad.
I was trying to wait till we could do it the right way. He's going to kick me out of the damn building.
He's about to kick me out if you keep cursing. Listen, no. Because in the movie, 50, you made her seem like she was like...
Wasn't that the right thing to do?
Yeah, but I believed it.
But I believed it.
Come on, first of all, you got to get the rights. You got to have her read the script and sign off on her rights to allow her to be in picture.
And so ain't nobody going to let you do a movie if you're saying bad stuff about...
Right. Like, how you going to portray them in a negative light?
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
How interesting are you in the movie when I'm getting shot 9 times and you're doing nothing?
Oh, damn.
Look, even the time period, look, I didn't have any money before I got shot. On the hospital bed, I signed my publishing deal. I got $80,000. Out of the $80,000 that I had, I lived off of that the whole time. Like, she never went to work.
Oh.
The first person to call me after I got shot to work was Puffy, but he called me because Jennifer told him I'm somebody he should work with.
Oh.
Jennifer Lopez was executive produced by Corey Rooney at Columbia, and my first album, Power of the Dollar, was executive produced by Corey. So we spent time together.
Corey actually wrote and produced Real Love, Mary's first hit. Yeah.
So we were actually around each other at that point. And Jennifer was like, "Yeah, you should do it." So I came up and we worked on the that G-Dep record, "Make This Not Guilty and You're Filthy." Come on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I wrote on that, and then after that, the J-Lo remix came. And then Irv and all of them was hating, so they called Donnie and them, trying to like blackball me, like, going, "He's exactly what he says he is on these records. Why you want to do business with him?"
That's Don Einer?
Yeah.
The executives over there.
Mm-hmm.
The suits. Yeah.
So, I mean, it kind of got a little crazy there, but...
Well, Fit, it really wasn't Josie's fault, because you tricked us. We thought the movie was real. We
you
really thought she was a nice lady.
Good.
Yeah. I ain't mad at you.
We ain't no...
I'm still in. I'm just trying to figure out how to call us. The callers got it already, like, because it's impossible for a person... Look, that's a girlfriend. That's not your wife.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I guess
what
so.
What are they trying to title to a house anyway? Like, if you... So you
but it was a nice gesture of you to ever buy the house to begin with.
To set him up. Now, look, the money is being provided for him to stay in the same school and district. I don't even want him to change school and district. That's why the impression was they were going to stay to June.
Oh, before school, school.
But because I'm paying the money that allowed him to move into that house out there, and they're not moving, the judge gave me the $9,000. She owes me $9,000 right now.
She just doesn't stop.
Yeah, she's doing worse than Fat Joe right now.
Oh, man.
You got me on the phone. Let's go.
Where you want to start? All right, let's talk. Let's start with this whole beef.
Dad, we only got like 5 minutes.
It's Fifth. Let's keep going. Who cares? So how did this whole beef start? Where did it start? The fight with Papoose? What really happened? Tell us the whole situation.
With Fat Joe, I left him alone to do the camera thing.
Right.
You know, and then Cam got off to a good start. His sense of humor was making people interested, and then that boy knocked his sense of humor out of him. And he went away. Now, Joe, he comes to Rap City, and he blacked out on Rap City for no reason. Then I said, okay, you know, like really, I'm not even trying to sell a record. I ain't got nothing to sell right now.
Right.
I'm going to just give you the time of your life, homeboy.
He's very,
as far as that, where you at right now? He has 67,000 records.
Mm. You're somewhere around there.
3 weeks. He's finished.
He's fighting back, though. You got to give him that. He's fighting for his life.
You sure do. Got to give him that, because he's been around for years, and Jonesy wants to give it to him.
Well, you know, you did do the elephant in the sand. How that...
And then you got him crawling up in here for me.
How many?
A million.
But it was free, right?
Yeah, it was free. That's right. That's the price that everybody agrees with. But it's such a strong impression on the street. If you ride by, you'll hit.
But 50, you know you're getting Jones in a lot of trouble, because Joe called
up. Joe wanted to fight him.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah, I heard him. Yo, you can tell you're a little retarded, right? You talk because you're live on the air. You talk like you talking to somebody in the Bronx.
I'm just saying, I might need a new house.
And he's soft. The boys in the Bronx ain't even dealing with him. They had a song out now, like 8 of them on it.
Yeah.
He can't even go over there.
Well, you know, he always accuses you. He keeps saying that he wanted to fight you. He, not that we're promoting violence.
No, he said he wanted to fight you one-on-one.
But he says you...
You know what he wants to do? He wants to say he wants to fight me. My office is on... I could tell you, I told him that just on the record. It's not hard for him to find where I'm at, man. I'm out and about.
But then they always accuse, they say, this is what, the you know, your haters will say, that you're always around too many cops for them to actually get to you. That's what they claim.
Cop, yeah. Shooters, they mean.
Mm. Oh.
You know, they just say it the other way, so it sounds like it ain't official. But they know not to come around here with that.
Mm. Damn. Now, this is 50.com. What are you doing with that? What's
oh,
your plan?
Oh, my God. That's on fire.
You going hard with that.
Yeah. They offered me more than Joe made off of that record already.
Mm.
He says I gotta figure out a way to make it make sense so it makes money for me.
Right.
And that, you know, that made it make sense because, you know, as far as the actual members on the actual site and the usage of it, we're actually over Hot 97.
Wait, y'all, what?
They get more views than Hot 97.
Yeah. If you go to Alexa.com, you can check this, like the sound scan for websites.
Right.
All right, now I got two things. Number one, we need to know when you're going to invite Jonesy up to the house so we can get a one-on-one interview where you guys can just chill and have a nice long interview. And
we could do that anytime. The problem is they keep kicking me out of the building.
No, that's why I want to come to your
building. Place. She wants to go to your house.
Okay.
Your house with all the acres and the pool.
We just take a helicopter ride out there.
Yeah, we figure it out and then y'all come out and we do the show.
Excellent.
Very nice, very nice. And now second, you made a statement, or I think it was last week, where people were saying they weren't getting their royalty checks, their publishing checks. I guess Young Buck was complaining.
Oh, yeah. What about, is there any... Now, see, I held you down with that. I said, everybody want to blame 50.
That, you know what that is? That's people not listening. If you have conversations with them, you explain to them to kind of slow down, get a more moderate pace spending your finances, and they don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
When they get to the point that they kind of like... It starts to get uncomfortable. They hate whoever's in a situation who isn't.
Whoever they can touch.
Now, it seems like Young Buck's trying to weasel his way out a little bit. It seems kind of gamish. Would you agree or...
It don't even seem... If you could look at that and see that's game all the way.
Mm. But you're still giving him a chance, though. Like, you're still putting them on records.
I was giving them a chance, giving them the benefit of the doubt then, but you know, you could take this as official notice right here because we're on the hottest... morning show in the world right now.
Ew.
Pretty much you could say Young Buck is no longer in the group G Unit but signed to G Unit as a solo artist.
Wow.
Okay. That's an exclusive.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know that.
Now, also last week you said that your last album was a dud. And you said it was a dud and you weren't out.
Yeah, based on the general public's response to it, creatively, I made what I want, and I feel good about it. It's in full rotation over here, you know, in my cars. Right. But I make music for the public to enjoy themselves.
Right.
And if they don't embrace it in the same way they embrace my other material, that was like a blockbuster that didn't go off.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I see you're also going back to the streets with the mixtape stuff. You didn't do that last album. Why are you getting back to the streets?
This is what happens. I get too close to the real important the corporate conversations,
mm-hmm.
and it adjusts my perception of things, like, because at that point they were feeling like the mixtapes were a part of the reason why people weren't purchasing the records.
Right.
Feeling like they got a chance to hear their favorite artist so much that they weren't giving other artists a chance.
Right.
And I fell back because of that. Mind you, at the same time, this is when DJ Drama and them was going through their situations,
right.
The federal things going on. So I fell back from actually creating the Sabrina's Baby Boy mixtape.
Right.
And, like, it was supposed to match. Envy was supposed to be Sabrina, Baby Boy is Curtis.
Right.
And, you know, and the album never actually came out. I thought it out and everything, but so the mixtape never really came out till after the fact. But that was after I figured out I shouldn't be listening to those conversations as much. I'm exposed to a lot of information.
Right. And Rider should be the first single.
Rider Part 2.
We're
shooting a video for the two of those songs together for, I like the way she do it in Rider Part 2.
You still working out and stuff?
Well, actually, I weigh 185 pounds right now.
And you cut?
No. I slimmed all the way down because I play a police officer in a movie.
Oh.
Yeah, I leave for that on May 8th.
Nice. What movie would this be?
It's me, Ray Liotta, It's exciting. It's going. I'm playing a police officer in New Orleans, right after Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Now, Jay got...
So, ladies, calm down. Don't expect to see the same cut-up body, I guess, that you've seen before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Body?
Did somebody say body?
Nope, not intentionally.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you and Floyd okay? Was there any truth to you and him fighting at all?
Yeah, we got into a little thing, but that's me. Like, you know what it is? Because we both real physical.
And?
And, like, I'll put my hands in his face. You see what I'm saying?
For what?
And it's a reflex for him to throw a punch. You see what I'm saying? So as soon as I put my hands in his face, like, we go back and forth with money. Like, we gamble a lot with things. You see what I'm saying?
Oh.
So it's like I made $500,000 off of the Floyd, what's the name, fight?
The last fight, right.
No, the one with De La Hoya.
De La Hoya.
I was overseas when the Ricky Hatton fight, and I couldn't feel what was really going on, like what his vibe was. So I fell back from that one.
So what, he ain't pay up and you put your hand in his face?
But different stuff. Like, he told me to come to he had a celebrity basketball event in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to it. Like, I did that because that's my, you know, my people.
Right.
So I just went and did it. But after the fact, we get to little things.
50,
but
you're not being as direct as you normally are when you ask the question.
Somebody was actually at that game that you don't like. I remember seeing a picture, and I was like, wow, him and 50 are there together.
You mean Jada and them?
That's what it was.
Yeah, Jada, Styles, and them was there. But I don't really feel that energy towards them right now.
Okay.
Okay, no, let's get back to the fight.
When they stop, because I didn't never hate them.
Right.
I never had hatred in my heart for them. It was more me just being competitive on a hip-hop level.
Right.
That's why I left them alone, period. You know, I even leave them out when I start talking about rappers that I body.
Body?
Yeah, like LL's got a list of bodies under his waist, right? Like Cannabis and Kumo D and a bunch of them. So, you know, I gotta have a super list.
All right, 50, did you win the fight with Floyd? I want to know. When you put the finger in your face, he threw
Man,
a punch.
Floyd's no longer undefeated. But this stopped. It wasn't like a fight. It's just, you know, we get a little scuffle.
And you saw how Weezy quickly made his comment about not wanting to mess with you.
He's smart. Now, let me tell you, like I look, because I be testing him, you know what I'm saying, to see, like, Joe's energy comes from his pride.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
He's Leo. Just,
because nobody actually said anything about him. I wonder why Jay-Z never said nothing about him.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they, I even heard they had, like, little altercations and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Makes you think.
Jay-Z don't want no trouble.
Right.
What you, 50, what you trying to take stabs?
Huh?
You trying to take a little stab at Jay?
Man, stabs. If I was trying to stab you, feel it. You see the blood rolling out of him.
Hello, camels don't bleed.
Oh, man.
But that, you know, I'm saying, like, I'm wondering why he didn't do it. Like, even with Cam and them, like, when they start talking crazy, like, the material speaks for itself. It shows that Jay's on a different level, you know what I mean? But they all express discomfort to his success the same way with me.
Right.
You know, and I feel like I be spending my time with the street sweeper cleaning up his mess.
So,
some of this stuff should be cleaned. Even the Jadakiss issues was something that they had previously, what Jay had previously explored. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I'm sorry that you had to call in under the circumstances by which you called, but I'm glad that you did.
No, you put pressure on me over here talking crazy. You know, wait a minute. Like, I mean, you got to ask your man when you go home, and even in a married situation, he's going to be looking at you like...
He already called. We fighting over something else.
Yeah, you just fighting over your little boy.
Yeah, show it to
him. I know he can't sing.
He better not be able to. That's kind of bad. Shut up, 50.
No pitching.
Hold on, because we are going to set up this. Like, we need to sit down and do something. Guys, thanks for riding. Kevin Powell, thank you for your appearance this morning. And don't forget to check out that movie tonight. It's going down to 44 Washington Avenue. Special program about violence against women and girls in our communities. It's never too young to start teaching your kids. So it starts at 6:30. Go there and check that out. Everybody else, remember, be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter.